1450 FM, 103.3 KNSI. It is Cybersecurity Month, the month of October, which is a perfect time to chat with the guys from NetVPro, because after all, you are our IT easy button. Paul Barrett and Keith Swingle, it's good to have you guys in studio.
Good Thanks. To see you again, Bob.
Yeah, Thanks, Bob. Nice to be seen instead of viewed, as they say. EasyButton at netvpro.com. EasyButton, that is E, the letters, E-Z, button at netvpro.com. We call you guys the IT Easy Button for a reason. The phone number is 888-902-3250. I want to kind of go backwards just a little bit and talk about the services that you provided to hurricane victims when you saw this was going to be coming, what you did, Paul, what you knew should be happening, reaching out to these folks before it was too late.
I've been doing a lot of work in Florida. We worked with a police agency, make sure that their data was being replicated. So in case anything bad happened, we were able to turn them up and make sure they continued services.
What is backup? You know, when you talk about your files are being backed up, how do we know that that's actually happening?
Well, we have a product that we use that does what we call Sure Backup. So it actually backs it up and then tests the backup automatically for you. And then we have engineers that are constantly watching and making sure that your backups are intact.
In my business, we call that proof of performance, you know, like an affidavit. But you guys are doing it digitally as it happens.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
When you get these phone calls from these folks, or are you proactive when it comes to this stuff, Keith?
Typically, we're proactive. I mean, you know, a big event such as a hurricane or a natural event that we have warning for, we'll actually be reaching out and having conversations. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? How should we address this? And we'll ask those questions ahead of time. You know, the way I describe it is being on purpose instead of on accident.
Yeah.
So we have those conversations. And then we actually work out kind of a validation plan. So as we talked about with the backups, we want to make sure that they're there. We also want to make sure that they're viable, right? So the little green light on a tape drive might come on. You think you have a backup, but you don't really know for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, part of what we do is we help to test. Now, nobody knows their data better than that business.
Right.
So what we do is we facilitate that testing. So we actually have a test environment built. We can restore or recreate that company's data, and then they can test it. They can validate that what they think is there is actually there. That's okay. A very important thing.
Since October is Cybersecurity Month, I have to ask you guys this. What do we need to be watching for as far as business owners, CEOs, that sort of thing? And tell me how these CEOs and business owners have the time to watch for all of these things, because aren't they supposed to be running the business, right? Is that where you guys come in?
That's where we come in. I mean, we can help with that proactive watching, air quotes around it, activity. You know, as a business owner, you have to, in some ways, be cognizant of the fact that your name is out there in public, mm-hmm. public spaces. A lot of times what will happen is a business owner will get emails addressed to them. It looks like it's a legitimate email.
Right.
They'll have links to
the proper names, all of that stuff.
Everything looks logos, everything looks legit, but it isn't. It's bad people,
a phishing scam, or something.
It's bad
right?
people looking for your information.
Right.
Easy way to tell is if you run your mouse over that and the link that it populates or that it shows is not legitimate. If you get an email from Amazon and the link doesn't go to Amazon.com, mm-hmm. that's a good hint that it's something that's nefarious in nature.
Okay, so CEOs need to watch for this. We had that happen here at Layton Broadcasting, right? And typically speaking, if I'm not mistaken, this is the scenario, right? A CEO or an owner will get an email from a controller. But it's not really the email from the controller, but it looks like it's saying, hey, I'm on my way out the door on vacation. I want to get this one thing done. Do me a favor and send me those employee records, would you?
Yep. Yep. Phishing for information is one of the major things that you want to be sensitive to. One of the things that we do is we help train your staff. So the training program for security is very important because people are frequently the weakest link. And if we can train people to have that spider sense, hey, something isn't quite right. Ask the question, look at the links, and let us know, and we'll determine if it's a legitimate question or not.
And listen, in today's world, it's way better to be more careful than less careful. Would you agree, Paul?
Yeah, we actually also do email training.
Yeah.
Everybody can send us an email asking us for that weekly email so people – it's top of mind.
Okay.
They keep people trained on what they should be looking for.
Yeah, and keep them on – like you say, keep them on point, making sure that they are being vigilant, as they say.
Vigilance is a good thing.
All right. October is Cybersecurity Month. Folks, if you have not done what you know you should be doing, and maybe you don't even know what you should be doing, there is one thing that can help you out big time, your IT Easy Button. Easy Button at netvpro.com. Pick up the phone, 888-902-3250. People actually answer that number. People do. Your IT Easy Button, Easy Button at netvpro.com. Paul Barrett, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Keith Swingle, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
AM 1450, FM 103.3, KNSI.